The hot and sunny weekend didn't stop fans from filling Salem Memorial Ballpark to watch the firefighters take on the Texas Tailgaters. Reminiscent of the Harlem Globetrotters, Banana Ball, launched by the Savannah Bananas in 2020, features college and pro players delivering on-field entertainment. From front flip catches to fans catching foul balls for outs. Ben Dumb III, a firefighter pitcher and former VCU Ram, spoke on his decision to join the league.
Throughout my professional career, I always wanted to be the guy that would never say no to a picture or an autograph, and that was just normal for me through there. But to get here, and the company itself is called Fans First Entertainment, and to see everyone in this organization really grasp that, pretty much the whole goal of this whole thing was to make sure it's a good experience for the fans. So that was a really big draw for me, just the connection you get to have with them.
Before the gates open to the ballpark at 5:30, hundreds of guests gathered to meet and interact with players from both teams, something that's considered rare in professional and collegiate sports.
It's obviously just a super special experience for all of the fans. And when you come to a banana ball game, like a normal baseball game, you sit there, eat your popcorn, and maybe get a chance to say hi to a player. And if you're really lucky, get an autograph or a picture. All the players here and all the cast make a really concerted effort to create those special moments with fans. So if you come to a game, you're very likely to get an autograph or take a picture.
For the firefighters, their dedication to honoring service members stands out more than any baseball performance, according to Charlotte Courthouse native and firefighter pitcher Bradford Webb.
The firefighters, we try to represent firefighters and all those heroes in our communities that we kind of take for granted every day. The firefighters, the cops, the dispatchers, our teachers, those people that either put their lives or careers on the line for us and mean such a big impact to us. We try to represent those folks a little bit more respectfully, and so we try to be those heroes to folks like that.
Webb says his faith and love for fans is what lured him to the Banana Ball League.
Christ is really big in my life. My faith has been huge. It's got me where I am today. And to love people on a day-to-day basis like Jesus loved us first, I think having that opportunity in such a personal level is what I love the most about Banana Ball.
I'm Connor Arthur in the WFIR newsroom. As the Texas Tailgaters and firefighters battled back and forth, providing a night of acrobatic moves, dancing umpires, and nonstop tunes, the Tailgaters pulled ahead 7-6 after three showdowns, which included only one batter, fielder, and pitcher. Indy Stanley, outfielder for the Tailgaters, says Salem showed up and showed out.
Salem was absolutely amazing. We played at larger ballparks with like 12,000 people, double the amount of people that were here, and they were loud all the way to the end. Like, I couldn't even hear myself breathing when I was running around the bases, and that was the third showdown of the night. You know, everybody's still in their seats and stuff like that. So, like, I really enjoyed this place. Like, Salem has a nice place in my heart now, and I'll always remember this place.
South Trimble, firefighter, outfielder, and Virginia Beach native, is also the team's magician, who caught a fly ball in his hat and made it disappear over the weekend. He states bigger venues in the U.S. cannot compare to the wonders of smaller parks.
There's nothing better than coming back to like the single A, double A, triple A stadiums and playing in front of slightly smaller crowds, just because you get to be more like intimate. Every experience with a fan is like you have more opportunities to catch up with fans, get to know them. Because like in the big league parks, it's tough to get up to the top levels sometimes. We try our best, but here we can do crowd work and it's a lot better. For me, it's more fun playing at smaller parks.
Banana Ball's next three stops include St. Louis, Norfolk, and Philadelphia. For WFIR News In Depth, I'm Connor Arthur.